Sunshine 96.7 FM, WLMX LP St. Petersburg, Radio St. Pete.
Hello, St. Petersburg. Hello, Tampa Bay. How we doing, beaches? Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next.
Whatever. I went down to the beach and saw Kiki. She was all like, and I'm like, whatever. Then this chick comes up to me and she's all like, hey, aren't you that dude? And I'm like, yeah, whatever. So later, I'm at the pool hall and this girl comes up and she's all like, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. Cause this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever.
Hey, I'm Damon Fowler, and nothing gives me the blues more than listening to the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Let's get this show on the road.
Okay, well, here we are, folks. Happy Hot Friday. My name is Mark, and this is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. I kind of screwed up my fade on that one song. Damn it.
They don't know that if you don't tell them.
I had the fader on the wrong damn one. Ty?
Just don't tell them.
Well, you also forgot me to tell me to turn your mic on. So.
Yeah. Well, anyway. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and here we are. Happy Friday. So I know that I say this every year, but I swear.
And it's true.
It's hotter this summer than ever before.
Climate change.
It is unbelievable.
We've broken records.
Yeah. Earlier this week, we hit 100 degrees for the first time ever in the Tampa Bay area. Ever.
Ever.
And that's since they started keeping records back in 1890.
Yeah.
First time. I find it hard to believe that the Tampa Bay area has not gotten up to 100 degrees ever. You know what I mean? It just seems like, come on, this is Florida.
Well, it'll happen every year now.
Yeah, right. Now it's we
don't curse this time.
Right.
We're already cursed. Yeah. This is it.
I mean, a couple of days ago, we had a feels-like temperature of 118.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's bizarre. That is bizarre. Today only felt like 105. So
a little
bit of a cooling trend.
Breezy.
Right.
Yeah.
Cold front.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's all kinds of things that happen to you physically and emotionally when you're out there in that.
I'm cranky. And I'm sweaty.
Listen, I felt like garbage all day. And, man, every time I got out in that sun, it was like, I really feel like garbage now. It was bad. There was no getting away from it.
I get very opinionated.
Mm-hmm. Ty, here's something. Do you know about summer long balls?
What?
Summer long balls?
I mean, I kind of got a little bit of that going on earlier, but...
Summer long balls is actually a thing. It says here, in hot weather, men's scrotums, which contain their testicles, can appear looser and more pendulous.
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 I like it.
Yeah, hence
that's a good word.
Yeah, hence the name Summer Long Balls.
Great band name.
Yeah, right.
I'd go see that.
What, Pendulous?
No.
Or Summer Long Balls?
Summer Long Balls.
Yeah, right. Anyway.
Well, don't you have a couple of bands? Can't you, like, rename one?
I'll see what I can do.
Yeah. See if you can rebrand.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, what's happening here with the Summer Long Balls is that your boys hang lower in the summer, basically looking for relief.
An escape.
From your hot-ass crotch. They're trying to leave your body.
Let me out.
Yeah. Anyway. So, do you say that you have the summer long balls?
Oh, yeah.
Can we see them?
No.
Show Mom.
Thank you.
Come over here and show me.
I changed his diapers.
I wouldn't want you to feel insecure.
I mean, you used to show us your balls all the time. I mean, I don't know what the problem is. Anyway. All right. we are coming to you live as we do every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. from our Genzo Garb Treehouse Studio located in the historic Jungle Prada neighborhood of St. Pete, Florida.
Hell.
Yeah, right. St. Pete hell. You fine folks are checking us out on either Radio St. Pete Online or on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. This will be interesting. In the studio, she's green. She's from Oz. She's Alphaba.
Oh, I get to be Alphaba, huh? Okay.
What?
We watched Wicked.
Wicked. And how was it?
Actually, it wasn't bad.
Was it Wicked?
I don't know that it was wicked good.
Well,
you know, but it was.
We've never seen Wicked right. at all in
right.
any form.
Mm-hmm. It's a, listen, it was very visually pleasing. A lot of stuff going on.
Well, had Jeff
we talked last week about microdosing mushrooms and stuff like that. I think the whole set, everybody there involved in Wicked is not just microdosing, they're major dosing.
Macrodosing.
Yeah, macrodosing mushrooms. Because it was pretty trippy. Pretty trippy.
Well, I mean, it should be.
Mm-hmm.
It's Oz.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So also in the studio, we just talked about his summer long balls. It's our boy, Ty Ginn, and then, of course, me, the cute one, Little Marco. And that's who we are. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Happy okay. Friday, folks. We have a ton of stuff to talk about this evening. I don't know what happened with my note-taking this week. Ended up with 7 pages of notes.
He acts like he's some sort of
never,
stenographer.
Right.
Feeling very verbose.
I was writing very big. Yeah, right. I was writing bigly.
Bigly. Yeah. Tremendous.
Yeah. Anyway, so if you want to give us a call and help us out with the heavy lifting, if you hear something that we're talking about this evening, 727-804-5891 is the number to call or text. A lot of times, and it seems like this lately, probably for like the last 6 months or so, we've pretty much been recommending that you text.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier
it's
to deal with.
It's the way of the future.
727-804-5891. If you shoot me a text, I see it immediately. I can respond to you immediately. I can respond to your text in the second hour. If you text me something about what's going on, something that happened in the first hour, I don't care. If I see your text, I will respond to it immediately, unless we're on a break.
And if you're thinking about using colorful language...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No.
Text.
Yeah, text.
Do
yeah.
not call.
If you can't control yourself, then definitely text, because Joe B. will hunt you down, and he's a bad mofo.
He's real good at it.
Yeah. So here's something that's cooler than the Wicked, Ty, and I don't know if we told you about this or not, but Mom and I were watching a segment on CBS's Sunday Morning last Sunday, and you know that they have that sphere out in Vegas.
Yeah.
Okay, they've had concerts out there. They've had the WWE out there. Mm-hmm. They've had all kinds of stuff out there. What they're going to be doing at the end of this month.
Starting the end of this month. For several months,
right. They're going to be playing the original Wizard of Oz, but it's not going to be the black and white version. It's going to be totally AI'd up. And we saw some clips of it. It's unbelievable. It's like you are there. It's like you are with them. It's amazing.
It's like watching The Wizard of Oz in IMAX on steroids.
Yeah, it makes it so that you feel like when I was watching it on TV, it was like, it's like we're there.
It's like you are going down the yellow brick road.
But they're also doing things where, during like the tornado and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
they got stuff blowing around in there.
I don't know if I'd like that.
You might get hit in the face with a leaf or something.
That freaked me out.
I don't know. I thought it was pretty cool. It looked really good. So Mom and I
can't do IMAX either, though. That's like the vomitorium.
It's vomitorium.
I get it. Well, most of those are airplanes and roller coasters.
Yeah, we like I said, it starts August 28th and runs for the next 2 or 3 months anyway. Mom and I's anniversary, 38th anniversary, is in October, and we were kind of thinking maybe that'd be a cool way to celebrate our anniversary.
You're going to go to Vegas.
Go to Vegas for the weekend.
And then get tickets. Now, it's not cheap. I think the cheapest tickets were like $270 a pop to get in there to see the Wizard of Oz, you know, but who knows?
It's an experience.
Yeah. It's an experience that we will never forget.
Yeah, so folks, and our Venmo number is...
Yeah, right. Send money.
We're accepting anniversary trip donations.
We're starting to collect now.
Yeah.
No, but that is one of my all-time favorite movies.
Oh, for sure. Ever since I was a kid.
And to have it in that experience.
I wish there's probably a way that we can pull up the episode from CBS's Sunday Morning where you can check it out. It's pretty bizarre. It's not 3D. It's like 5D. Like you're in it.
They have the big fans. You're actually going down the
yellow brick road.
That's cool.
It's sight, smell.
Oh, it's everything.
Well,
not for me.
Not for you.
Not for you, but
I can't smell.
Which is probably pretty good because I heard the scarecrow was pretty musty.
Yeah, a little rank.
Yeah. Let's see. Here's something. Sir Michael Philip Jagger, my man, turned 82 years old last Saturday.
Happy birthday,
Mick Jagger.
Still kicking.
If you had an opportunity to meet a celebrity, who would it be? And not just the handshake, but let's say you got to meet him and then spend a couple days with him.
I don't know, man.
Who would it be?
Don't meet your heroes.
I used to think that I wanted to hang out with Tom Petty. You know what I mean? But Mick Jagger's always been like my favorite. So I would love to be able to just have like a normal conversation with him.
Mm-hmm. What if it wasn't hang out for the weekend, but like sit down, you know, like meet at a bar and just chat for an hour?
Can you look into maybe getting him on the show?
Okay.
Next time he's in town, maybe swing by on a Friday evening. And
I'll work on that. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's one of those things. The question is better than the answer.
Yeah, I can see where you're going with that.
But who wouldn't want to meet us? We're so fabulous.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Do we have to meet someone? Is that something we're doing? You got to warn me.
Yeah. I don't know. Of all of the celebrities living these days, I think he's probably top of my list, Mick Jagger. I don't know. I think... before I check out, before he checks out, it'd be cool to have a conversation.
And to Ty's point,
yeah,
we like what we see that they present, but we don't know who they are.
Yeah, they might be complete douchebags.
Right.
Don't ruin it.
They have a great public persona, but otherwise they're like, oh my God.
Yeah,
you're terrible.
Train wreck.
I didn't know he was so racist.
Brown Sugar.
They did do that song, Brown Sugar. Maybe we need to look into that a little more.
It's all coming together.
Yeah, right. What's that Jumpin' Jack Flash all about?
Wait a minute.
Who wrote that song?
Right, yeah. Here's another birthday of sorts. Ted Cassidy, Lurch. Mm-hmm. If he were still alive, he would have been 93 years old yesterday. He passed away way back in 1979.
Oh, wow.
What was his famous line from the Addams Family? You rang.
You rang.
You rang. All right. Right. I don't know. He was always kind of creepy to me. It was like, no humans are supposed to be that big.
Just Kevin's that big.
Yeah, Kevin
Kevin didn't look like Lurch.
Kevin is that
this dude
tall.
Looked like Lurch.
I mean, have you seen him in the morning?
I think they looked. I think they just looked at this guy Ted Cassidy and were like, you know what? You're Lurch.
You're weird.
You're weird. You're Lurch.
Mm-hmm. Right over here, bub.
Anyway, he would have been 93 years old yesterday. Ty, here's something you might dig, but it's really going to be a sort of time sensitive. Gwar, mm-hmm. one of your faves, is coming to the Ritz Ebor November 16th.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Now, a little bit later in the show, we'll talk about why November might not be a good time for this show to happen.
Was it the aliens?
What's that?
The aliens.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Uh-huh. So we might be visited in November.
Visited.
So, but we'll talk about that a little bit
what
later.
What was that date?
November 16th at the Ritz Ebor.
That would be cool.
Yeah, Guar.
It would be cool.
Guara. I haven't seen Guar.
Well, who's still left in the band? I mean...
Well, I mean, there's still a few of them. The last time I saw them, Odorous was still alive, so it's been a little bit.
Well, what's cool is that they're from Richmond, VA, from the RVA. That's kind of cool.
They're from outer space, man.
They're from outer space, man.
November 16th is a Sunday.
Oh.
I'll go anyway. Okay,
yeah, take Monday
I'll
off.
Take Monday off.
Right. Let's see.
I'd love to see Guar again.
I would love to see. I've never seen him.
I have.
I would love to see that. I mean, I think that's one of those bands that you have to see at least once in your life.
At least one. I love Guar.
Let's see. Ozzy Osbourne passed away July 22nd. His funeral was Wednesday. Talk about a royal funeral. My God.
Everyone was there.
Everybody that was anybody was there in England. They loved them some Ozzy.
Yeah.
I mean, good
He's like
golly.
The president over there.
I'm guessing. It was pretty crazy. I mean, when you see those royal funerals and stuff like that, how they, you know, stack up all the flowers outside the gate of the castle and stuff like that. I don't know where this gate was for Ozzy's funeral, but I mean, the number of flowers stacked up out there was comparable.
Yeah,
you know,
Prince of Darkness, man.
Prince of Darkness, yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool. Rest in peace, Ozzy. Hulk Hogan passed on the 24th. Governor Ronnie D. ordered the flags to be at half-mast and declared today Hulk Hogan Day.
There's
a lot of wrestling fans out there that are like, I'll get that guy. And his mouth farts.
There's also a lot of wrestling friends that don't like Hulk Hogan.
Right, yeah. That's true. Well, I mean, it turned out, you know, later in his life that he kind of showed everybody just exactly who he was.
Well, union-busting racist.
And
union-busting racist.
That goes back to not meeting people you idolize because they will break your heart.
Mm.
Leave it a mystery.
Leave it a mystery.
Yep. Let's see. Much of the West Coast was under a tsunami warning earlier this week due to an 8.8 quake in Russia. That 8.8 quake was the largest anywhere in the world since 2011.
Just wait.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. I watched all kinds of videos. I never actually saw where the tsunami did any damage to any of these West Coast towns or anything like that.
It messed up Hawaii.
Did it really?
Yeah, Hawaii is like underwater.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah. Because I kept watching this girl who was putting videos on TikTok, and she says, listen, I live in a building that was built after the last tsunami, so it's tsunami proof, and we're on the 29th floor. We got nothing to worry about up here. So she was filming, and she kept going, it's supposed to be here in 8 minutes. And I'm like, come on, man.
And there's no such thing as a tsunami-proof building.
No.
Because, and I don't care if you're on the 29th floor or the 100th floor.
That just means you're farther to fall.
Yeah, because that wave comes in and takes out the bottom.
Yeah.
Think of the legs you're standing on.
Yeah, everyone is looking at the Cascadia fault line now. And like, ooh, it's next.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, what's going to be happening? Are we going to start having these huge events?
It could happen.
You know, I mean,
I think so. Last
hurricane season was pretty bad, and then of course, then we had some tornadoes after that that
flooding.
Were pretty bad, and the flooding. Now this 8.8 on the Richter scale quake, you know,
it's getting biblical.
Things are getting biblical, and the heat. The heat is outrageous.
The locusts will be here any day now.
Yeah. I mean, I'm almost to a point
and
now.
And the flying monkeys.
Yes.
I'm almost to a point now with this heat where it's like, you know what, there's all the snowbirds that come down here because they don't want to be cold in the wintertime. I'm almost like, you know what, let's be hot birds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
in the wintertime, let's just go up north and
in the summertime,
enjoy it.
Yeah. Go up north.
Well, it's just as hot up there.
Go check out Canada.
In a lot of places, it's just as hot up there. So, I mean, who was it? Joe B. posted something a couple weeks ago. He was up in upstate New York, and he said it was only like 60 degrees there.
I know. Yeah.
I mean, this is July, late July, you know.
Must be nice.
I guess.
Must be nice.
I guess. I don't know, man. I don't like a lot of cold, though. I was telling Mom earlier, it's like it has, as hot as it's been, every time like I walk into like a Hammock Hardware, you walk in, and it's like, oh, my God, thank God. But then, you know, it's like 10 minutes from now, I'm going to be freezing to death.
Well, that's mm-hmm. like walking into Publix.
Yeah.
It feels great mm-hmm. once you've walked from the car to the store.
Right.
But as soon as you're in there,
yeah.
10 minutes and, you know, God yeah, by forbid, the time you leave, you get to the frozen food.
You gotta do some like power shopping so that you work up a little bit of a sweat. You know you what know? I mean? You gotta have that.
I'm digging my moving. Purse socks out of my shoes or out of my purse to yeah, put on my feet.
You're also the one that says that you know you go to Publix and Winn-Dixie and stuff in the summertime and take your shoes off because the floor's so cold to cool off.
It depends on if I'm having a hot flash or not.
Right.
If I'm having a hot flash, shoes are off.
Mm-hmm.
The if heat I'm not, makes me angry.
Well, I'm telling you.
Socks go on.
It's been, this week has been, really, it's been trying. It's absolutely, I felt like crap all day, and you know, emotionally, I was a wreck.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I mean, when you can't get away from it, even if you go inside for, say, 10, 15 minutes, you know that when you go out, it's going to be the same.
It's waiting
like,
for
it's
you.
It's like, oh, my God. It's bad. It's almost worse if you do go inside and go back out.
Mm-hmm.
That's not cool, man. Not cool. What else do we have here?
Mm-hmm. Well, 7 pages gone.
7 pages
gone. Already gone. You know, 20 minutes in.
Talk slower, guys.
Yeah, talk slower, Mark.
Yep, we only have an hour and 50 minutes left.
Good job.
No. Let's see. Last week we were talking about the South Park episode that shook the world. And we watched it a couple of times last weekend. And I really didn't think that it was all that bad. Steph,
are you kidding?
Steph, you thought it was pretty bad. I thought it could have been worse for sure.
I guess I was looking at
I mean, we were
it.
Talking about the President of the United States is dink. You know, that's pretty serious, but
right. That's I'm looking at it as this is how the rest of the world is seeing us mm-hmm. right now.
Well, I mean, this is how they have seen us.
Oh yeah.
And it just it was like wow. And
well, when they know you're a clown, they sign up to see the sideshow, you know what I mean?
It's right. Like
they want to see what's gonna happen next. They want to hear what's going to come out of his mouth next, you know?
Well, exactly. So. But I thought they did a very good job.
I thought they did, too.
At making their point
mm-hmm.
very
well, it wasn't
clear.
It wasn't only just, you know, against Trump, but it was also against Paramount, who they had just signed a $1.5 billion contract with. You can only imagine how that went over. You know, Paramount that had just been sued by Trump for $16 million.
Right.
You know, so I don't know.
Yeah, good for them. Mm-hmm. Can't wait to see the next one.
Well, the next one apparently comes out on Wednesday, the 6th. And from what I'm hearing, it's going to be just as cringeworthy as the last one.
Good. I hope they do more.
They're turning the screws, brother. Turning the screws.
We are at war.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, boy. So, yesterday, I went back to the dentist.
always fun.
You know how much I love the dentist.
Tooth update.
Yeah, right. So, I guess it's been at least a month now that I had...
The root canal.
And what I was supposed to do yesterday is go in and have a crown formed, right? And then go back about a month later to actually have the crown put on. Well, when they started, you know, putting the mold and stuff like that on my tooth, the doctor looks at it and goes, well, we knew it was cracked. Now it's really cracked. I mean, it's cracked to the point now where I can put my tongue in it. I mean, it's like, it's cracked. Yeah. And they left it. Whatever happened. Earlier this week, I was eating some Gardettos. Mm-hmm. And you know the little brown hard bread things. I let
the
one,
little Melba toast.
Yeah, I let one slip past the goalie, and I bit down on it. And as soon as I bit down on it, I was like, whoa. And that tooth was supposed to be dead, like no feeling at all. And I was like, geesh.
The nerves isn't.
Right. So then I looked. Well, that's the thing. That's what they do. They kill the nerves. They take the nerves out.
Well,
so,
they didn't.
Right. Anyway, so I looked in the mirror, and there was like a temporary crown on it. But when I looked in the mirror, it was just a black hole.
Yeah.
Right.
That's comforting.
Yeah. So when I went yesterday, I told them what happened, and they looked in there, and they said, oh, well, that's not a black hole. That's just some food that's stuck in there. I said, well, I brushed my teeth. I mean, she said, yeah, but you don't have one of these things. You know, one of those little metal pick things, you know. So anyway, they took an x-ray and decided that, no, we can't after the root canal, now we're going to have the tooth pulled. So next Wednesday on the 6th, I got to go to have the tooth pulled. I went to the doctor to have the tooth pulled first.
Mm-hmm.
He saw that it was cracked and said, I think it can be saved. So then I go to my doctor, Dr. Johnson, and then she refers me over to Dr. Broom. You know what I mean?
Two dentist appointments.
Right.
And
a
root canal later,
I mean,
the tooth is coming out.
Other than what the insurance has covered.
This is $1,000 tooth.
Oh, at least. We're approaching the $1,000 mark.
Look, man, they got boats to buy.
And they're going
to
take it out.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to take it out. I mean, what's he going to charge me to take it out?
Yeah.
You know, and then what? Then they're going to start pushing, well, you need to put something in there. You got to have a bridge or you got to have a false tooth in there. No, we're not doing that. So anyway, we'll see. It's crap. It's really kind of crappy. I mean, all of the doctors that I've seen for this tooth have been nothing but nice people. I don't have anything against them.
I love our dentist. Yeah. I love the tooth yanker guy.
Yeah.
He does a great job.
He does a real good job. When he gives you that Novocaine, a lot like Dr. Broom, you can't feel that shot. So that's a plus. So,
yeah.
And yesterday when I went, the first thing they told me was, you don't have to have a shot. And I was like, yeah.
Okay. Right.
Do whatever you want to do. You don't need a shot today. And I was like, oh, thank God. Anyway. So, yeah. So, that's what I'm dealing with. So, now all of this. Now, you know, more than a month later, you know, the tooth that I could have had out, you know, a month ago.
Two months ago.
Yeah, is now going to be taken out.
Well, they had to make more money.
I guess.
It looks like it.
Yeah. It's going to be taken out on Wednesday. So, what are you going to do, man? What are you going to do?
I'm going to be serving soup and porridge.
Soup? Cool. Porridge. Right. So we were talking about November, and there was something that I heard earlier today. There's this Harvard doctor, I guess astronomer, whatever, Avi Loeb. And he was
Abby on... Normal.
Abby Normal. He was on vacation with his family and heard something about this object in space that is hurtling toward us at 135,000 miles an hour, and he looked at the trajectory and it was like, that's an odd trajectory because it's coming right at us, you know what I mean? And so he decided to leave vacation and write this paper to let people know, to sort of like, hey, this is something that we're going to need to look at, especially since November is right around the corner. One of the things he said is that it could be hostile alien. Right. He said the thing is, it's the size of like Manhattan, right? And he says that far out in space, you're probably not going to find something that size natural. He said this is. He says if and he goes when you look at it on the telescope, he says if it was of natural origin. When you look at it, it would have almost like a halo of space dust around it.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't have any of that.
Well, why would he assume that it's hostile?
Well, because, I mean, look, I don't know that he's just automatically assuming, but what he's saying is it's like, hey, this is different from anything we've ever seen.
The official stance is we don't know.
Right.
We don't know.
Now, one thing that he said.
And maybe it's aliens coming here because we are so hostile.
Well, one thing he said.
We need to be.
He said October. Put in check. He said October like 29th. It will be in our atmosphere. He said it will be on the other side of the sun. He says, and this will be the big tell.
That's not our atmosphere, though.
Well, this is the thing. He said the way it's traveling, it's headed, it's coming right toward us, but it's sort of maneuvering like behind the sun. He said, here's the thing. After October 29th, if it comes out from behind the sun, we're screwed.
Well.
We're screwed. Yeah, so he said, yeah, November could be very interesting. So you might not get to see Guara.
Oh, well.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen him.
Yeah. Well, I haven't.
I have.
Yeah. Anyway, folks, we need to take a break.
Yes.
We've been prattling along now for a half hour. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m., right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine. 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. Here's a little Ice Cream Man by Van Halen. Cool off. All right. Well, that was Ice Cream Man by Van Halen back in the days when David Lee Roth was cool.
Was he ever cool?
Yeah, he was cool. He was very cool.
He's always been kind of a weird dude.
Yeah, but I, you know.
I can't imagine being in a band with him. He seems like a lot.
A lot. Yeah. Absolutely. But if you think about throughout history, and if you're thinking about like front men for a band, he had it, man. He was a front man. He was good. He put on a good show. He put on a good show.
I wasn't a fan.
I saw Van Halen. I've only seen him once, and it was at the Richmond Coliseum, and I was with Paul, and that was back in the day where it was no seats. You just general admission, right?
Oh, packed into a room.
Yeah. Oh, the funny thing about that is that I had just started driving, and I had a Volkswagen Beetle, and I was pretty good at the gears, except for if I was on a hill.
No, hills are tricky.
We came across that bridge, and I told Paul, I said, "We're going, man. We're just going. I'm not stopping at any of these lights." Because I hadn't mastered the rollback, you know what I mean? Yeah, right.
The balance.
Yeah, and we made it up there, but.
And anyone younger than us listening has no idea what we're talking about.
Also, what was funny about that is after the concert, we're driving back, and I think somehow we got turned around and we ended up in like Church Hill or something like that. A fairly bad neighborhood, and we had to stop for gas. And I think I had like 35 cents. Now, 35 cents back in the day would get you home, right? So there was this dude.
That'd get you half a gallon.
Yeah, well, this dude was in the bulletproof, booth, and he said, "Oh, man, 35 cents? Go ahead and put a dollar in." I was like, "Thank you. Go ahead and put a dollar in. You need to get out of here,
Yeah. You need to make sure you get home.
You're not safe here."
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyway, but what I was going to say about that Van Halen concert is probably the loudest concert I've ever been to. It was like, wow, This is unbelievably loud. Let's see. Oh, my God, Ty, you are. Anyway, folks, we're back.
We're back.
From our break, 727-804-5891. Sometimes I forget to do that. Again, 727-804-5891. If you want to contact us, please feel free to do so. We love when you interact with us, and makes us feel like, hey, there's actually people listening.
Right.
You know what I mean? Anyway, Ty, you're a TikTokian.
Yeah.
I saw this horrific video the other day.
Okay.
Yellowstone Park. Okay. A buffalo wandered into one of those boiling pits.
What?
Good God. And he couldn't get out.
What? I mean, that's
God. Right? And he basically boiled to death.
Making soup.
Well, here's the thing. It happens quite often.
Yeah.
It happens like all the time. It was like, why don't you put a fence up? You know, put a fence around that thing.
It's been like that for thousands of years.
Is that the...
No, it's...
What do they call that? Natural selection?
We need more of that in our society.
Look, yes. Look, dummy, open your eyes. Watch where you're going.
No.
Quit texting.
He was probably the dumb one.
No.
Dumb one in the herd.
He may have been the old one.
Mm.
He may have known he was in pain and there was something wrong.
Well, it looked painful.
But he was going to suffer.
Yeah.
Unless he ended it, and he knew he could end it that way.
Jump in the soup.
It was bad. It was like, oh God, I can hardly watch this, but I'm sick that way, so I watched it. It was bad. It was bad to see that happening, and then to find out that it happens pretty frequently. Not just buffaloes, other bears, mountain lions, tourists. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the tourists is just stupidity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's go see Yosemite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I have stage 5 cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd like to see Yosemite.
This looks like a nice hot tub.
Mm-hmm. Let me get in.
Have you heard anything about these all-white towns that are starting to pop up in Arkansas and in Missouri?
Aren't they like that already?
In those areas, I think they are.
I feel like that's probably not much of a stretch for them.
Not much of a stretch, right? What do you think about it? I heard something funny the other day. They were like, what do you call these neighborhoods?
Stafford.
Nazi towns.
Well, this one, they come up with a couple of good names, but the one that I wrote down was Imbredia.
Oh yeah.
Imbredia.
Not enough branches on the
tree.
I
mean, supposedly they're doing like blood tests. You've got to be straight up European, Anglo-Saxon, nothing. No branches, no hint of Native American, of Arkansas and in Missouri.
Mm.
Yeah. So
yeah, don't.
Those are flyover states now.
Well, this is one of the things that you do. It's like, okay, go ahead and build that.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah,
and
do
we're going to sneak it up at night and build the wall right around you.
Yeah.
Fireball.
That's where the wall needs to be.
Yeah. Here's something that I think is just ridiculous. And we heard something earlier today before the show that goes hand in hand with this. I guess earlier today... Trump's jobs report came out, and he was so disappointed at the number that was reported that he fired the head of the committee or whatever it is.
That'll fix it.
And it was like, she did that on purpose to make me look bad.
Okay.
So now this is what's happening. Any time he thinks he looks bad, he's just, you're going to lose your job.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So what's that mentality? Here's another thing that goes hand in hand with that. FCC chairman assigns bias monitor to CBS. The monitor reports directly to Trump.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
Because if they say anything he doesn't like, that's it. King the show's Donald. Canceled. You know, that's what is this? What
King
are we,
Donald.
What are we doing?
You know, doing away with Voice of America.
Mm-hmm.
Voice of America.
Care. They don't care.
No, they do care.
Yeah.
And they care too much, and they only want the information that they want put out there.
They just want us all to work until we die.
Right. It's going to be crazy. I mean, we're getting to the point where, there is no more freedom of speech. There's nothing.
Well, and there will not be accurate.
I mean, when do they shut our show down?
That's the question.
Is that a van just pull up over?
Well, we got to keep poking at them.
Well,
it's our duty to poke at them.
I'm not afraid to.
I'm poke at them.
I think so. I think it's everybody's duty to poke at them, and you just have to keep poking and just say, hey, listen, we're not for
people.
It. Yeah.
And
eventually you will realize that you're wrong.
Bunch of bitches.
Mm-hmm.
This is we the people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We are not a dictatorship. We are not.
We are currently.
Pretty much.
It seems that way.
Pretty much. I saw another video that was kind of interesting and kind of funny. It said, pray for the kindergarten teachers this year. It's the COVID babies are heading to school.
Yes.
And a lot of these kids haven't been around other kids.
At
a lot of them have never been to preschool, nursery school, nothing.
Daycare.
Can you imagine that classroom? None of these kids have ever been to school. You know,
what I like, anything,
or around other kids.
What I like,
right?
On the list, you know, the school supply list.
Mm-hmm.
Play-Doh, you know, textile type things.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that they know what they're going to be dealing with.
Right.
And I think it's going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
I hope so.
I'm calling this next thing Gross Local.
Cool.
I don't know if you saw this, Steph, but apparently across from John's Pass Village, they're going to be building this like 89-room hotel.
Yep.
Is that where Gators is?
Because
they said it's across from the John's Pass Boardwalk.
Yeah, they
Gators
took all that down.
And the marina.
Right. Crazy.
And
do we need that? Do we need that down there?
No, do not.
When we first moved here.
Affordable housing 20,
yeah,
is what we need.
28 years ago, Treasure Island was a sleepy little beach town.
Oh, it was so cute.
All of them. All the way up
Madeira,
and down Gulf Boulevard. Right.
Treasure
one sleepy
Island,
little town
St.
after the next.
Beach.
And now look at them.
And
they got rid of all the mom and pop places.
Yep.
Now they're going to put this behemoth there.
Capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it. Yeah, it says a
do
new
we have
boutique
the
hotel.
Sewers
no.
Right.
To handle it.
Right.
That, my head goes straight to sewers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, did we learn anything from the hurricane? Like,
right.
Maybe stop building down there.
Yeah, so it says a new boutique hotel is coming to Madeira Beach, Beach's John's Pass Village. The 87 Key Marriott Tribute Portfolio Hotel is planned for a site directly across from the iconic John's Pass Boardwalk.
Is that in Madeira Beach or in Treasure Island?
Well, the thing is, I mean, Gators isn't actually in Treasure Island because you pass across the bridge. That's Treasure Island. So where would this go on the Madeira Beach side?
Saltwater Hippie.
They said directly across from the John's Pass Boardwalk.
That's
a little farther up.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, they're not getting rid of John's Pass Village, are they?
No, but
I bet it's Gators.
I don't think it is. I mean, look, they're
maybe it's Friendly Fishermen.
They're talking about. I know there's conversation about developing that, but also developing everything else.
Yeah, it's.
It's too much.
It's not a good look.
It's not
a good look. 87 rooms. That means, on average, you're going to have at least 3 people in that room. You know, think about that.
Two.
3-4 families coming down, and where are all these people going to go? You
vehicles,
know?
People. Right. Sewage. Mm. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm not
people
crazy about this
are
idea.
Walking.
Did Trump come up with this?
Probably. Well, did you see his new UFC stadium?
Well, that's what that's what I was getting ready to talk about. The Trump administration just announced that they will be building a massive $200 million gold-plated ballroom at the White House.
Basketball.
Oh. But. You know,
this is after cutting 17 million Americans' health care.
I was going to say, but times are so tough.
Right.
We're going to cut SNAP benefits, food, Medicare, Medi-Cal.
They've already tried to backpedal, saying that it's going to be paid for by private donors. I'm like, come on.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Me
the tax
and you,
power.
The three of us in here.
Well, and if it's paid for by private donors,
right,
that means they get special treatment.
Sure.
Yeah.
Those are bribes.
He's still planning on having like a UFC fight.
Yeah, that's where they're going to do it.
Right.
That's the White House Stadium.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
It's a ballroom because they're going to play basketball in it.
$200 million.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how many people that would feed?
Mm.
Yep. House.
School lunches.
School lunches.
Yeah.
Student loans.
I don't like
it. Don't get me started.
I'm not going to get you started.
You're trying.
Do it.
You're pushing buttons.
Do it.
Here.
It's good for
you. I'm going to find my soapbox.
Let's lighten it up.
All right.
Why didn't the lifeguard rescue the hippie?
Why?
Because he was too far out, man.
Okay.
I thought that deserved a bell. Personally.
It was too far out, man.
You know what I mean?
Okay. You
guys are no fun. You don't like that one?
No.
Why? I thought that was cute.
You thought it was cute.
Okay.
You're cute.
I know.
Ring the bell. He said that he thought he was cute.
Let's see. What else do we have? Oh, my God. I love the story. So I was looking in the Week magazine, and it said that this family, this guy moved his family from, like, North Carolina to Russia.
Oh, yeah. He's dead.
Because he couldn't stand woke America,
mm-hmm.
right? So he gets to Russia and joins the military, but says that he wants to have a non-combat job.
Yeah.
They said, sure, buddy.
Good luck.
Yeah. Guess where he is now? He's on the front line.
Front line.
No, he's everywhere. He caught a drone.
Yeah, could be.
No, he confirmed. He's dead.
Is he?
He's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk about the ultimate FAFO.
Yeah, right.
What did you think was going to happen? Did you think that you would join the military and tell them what you were going to do?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't even work that way here. You know?
Look, he's owning the libs, man.
I guess.
Oh, yeah. He won.
Couldn't stand his woke neighbor.
Cut off his nose to spite his face. Mm.
Take that, libtard.
Libtards.
Yeah, look.
Mm-hmm. One of the things we did this past weekend, as a recommendation from our besties, Paul and Jenny Hunley, we binged watched the new Four Seasons movie on Saturday. It was a series.
Series.
Yeah, and so I don't know how many episodes it was, but we just binged the whole thing. I mean, start to finish.
We just couch potatoed.
Yeah, but yeah, it's very good. The original one had Alan Alda and Carol Burnett,
mm-hmm.
and then this one had.
And that was a movie.
Yeah, that was a movie. This one had Steve Carell. Who else was in this?
I can picture people. You know, I'm terrible with names.
Dad just said the last thing small penis head needs is a ballroom. See, that's the kind of text messages we get here on the Marco Radio Happy Hour show.
Love it. Yes.
Quality content.
I wonder if Donnie has summer long balls.
Probably not.
Right, I don't know. But anyway, yeah, this movie was pretty good. I can't remember, other than Steve Carell, I can't really remember
Tina
who else was
Fey.
In. Tina Fey, right. That chick that used to be on Reno 911,
mm-hmm.
the goofy one, yeah. She was in it. I can't think of who the other dudes were that were in it.
Will Forte,
right.
Kerry Kennedy.
Yeah. It was good. It wasn't the best, but it was definitely enjoyable, and it wasn't
stressful.
No, it was.
It was easy.
It was a good binge for
watching.
A Saturday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, when yeah. you're trying to.
When it's too hot to go outside, and it's just as hot in your living room.
Yeah.
Might as well binge something.
Decompress.
Yeah. Right.
Brought to you by streaming service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Yeah. That dude that moved to Russia, that kills me. It's like, what do you think was going to happen?
What do you think was
nothing more
happen?
Patriotic than defecting and going
right.
to Russia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
true American.
Mm-hmm. One of the other things that I wanted to mention, and I don't know if you're looking forward to it, Ty, but I am, is the reboot of King of the Hill.
Yeah.
And it's going to be on Hulu.
Soon.
Yeah, it's very soon. Let me see. August 4th. So next week, Monday. So it's coming out next Monday. It's going to be on Hulu and I think Paramount Plus, which we don't get either one of those. So we'll never see it.
We'll have to figure that out.
But it's kind of cool because I saw a clip of it, and there's Bobby Hill, who, you know, for all those years was just a kid, and now the clip is of him, you know, drinking a beer.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently he's like a chef in, like, Houston or Dallas or something like that.
Well, this could help modify our streaming services.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
And our delivery services.
Mm-hmm.
Because you sign up for something, you know, whether it's Walmart or something, and they throw in.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what all the collaborations are.
Right.
But
well, it's all so confusing now. Mm-hmm. Everything's tied to everything else.
Exactly. But I would love to have all our groceries delivered. And
I just last weekend I came up with a new acronym, and it's WAD, and it stands for What a Dick.
Wad.
And this is after
Wad.
After I heard that Trump said on Saturday that the people of Gaza want to die, and it's time to finish the job.
Oh.
It's like, jeez.
And he's demanding a Nobel Peace Prize.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Have you seen the list of the nations that he said he stopped the wars in?
Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous.
It's Kosovo? That was way before his time.
Mm-hmm.
Serbia and Kosovo? I mean,
he's just putting his name on stuff.
It's just
but
unbelievable.
I mean, that's always been his move.
Yeah.
Right.
He loves putting his name on stuff.
I really would like... and I thought that it was starting to happen, but I would really like for these journalists at press conferences to really hold his feet to the fire and just go, is there ever going to be a time when you're not such a douchebag? And is there ever going to be a time when you just don't lie? I mean, just lie blatantly.
There will be.
Everything that comes out of your mouth.
But he will also no longer be answering questions.
I guess. It's just crazy.
Well,
I don't know that
fired.
I could control myself.
They're...
But at least that will go out there, and if more and more people start doing that, holding his feet to the fire and just going, or just somebody stand up and go, wrong,
what?
Wrong, wrong, wrong. Where'd you get that? Where'd you get that information?
Did you just see you just make
that
Bill O'Reilly
up?
Thing?
Yeah.
Because that was good. Yeah, so?
So?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did it. And?
Just got another text, and this one says, hold on. It's
got
from
a preview.
It's from Jamie. Hold on.
Jamie. Huh? Everybody's favorite EMT?
Yeah, it says, our question of the week at work was, what would your death row meal be? I'm curious, what's yours? What would your death row meal be?
Why are you asking? Do you think we're going to be put on death row for what we're saying?
Probably.
No. What would you want?
You got to game the system.
Yeah.
Potion of immortality.
I'm not looking for... I mean, wouldn't it be nice to have like one last steak or one last really good couple of thick pork chops?
I think you get like a $30 limit.
I don't think so. I think I've heard where you get whatever you ask for.
I'm pretty sure it's a $30 limit.
$30 isn't going to do much.
Nope.
Mm-mm, not in Trump's world.
Trumpland.
I don't know. I'd almost be happy. You know what? Let's roll through Burger King. Get me one last Whopper.
Let's see how many nuggets I can eat before I die.
Yeah. I'm going to try to do it myself.
For a record.
Yeah.
I want to take on Joey Chestnut.
Yeah, I'm going to try to power load a bunch of hot dogs.
But give me one of those, the 50-pound bag of peanuts. I'll probably knock that thing out.
Yeah. Shelled or unshelled?
Shelled.
Yeah, you got to go shelled, I think. Yeah, you
got. And then it'll knock me out before you can. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, the sodium.
Yeah.
The sodium would just dry you up. You would just, you'd be like
a, like a mummy.
Like
you'd be like
poison.
A sponge they left out in the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder what Jamie's response was. I mean, what would she want for her last meal? Oh, my God, probably something grass-related.
Yeah.
She's a vegan. give me some leafy stuff. Maybe
dandelions. Or would she have
something that's a root?
Would she have a steak?
Yeah, maybe she'd go, you know what? This is it.
Hey, this is
I'm going to go for the steak.
Man, you guys. You're terrible.
Mm. I don't know.
She started it. She started it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She started it. This really kind of made me mad. You know, I'm a big fan of the Little League World Series.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about to kick off here.
Oh, I
because
love
kids, yeah, kids are going back to school. Like
it's like every other weekend they have that.
No, they don't.
No,
yeah, they do.
It's at the end of every summer, right before the kids go back to school. The Little League World Series, well, the Trump administration denies the Venezuelan Little League baseball team visas so they can compete in the Little League World Series. Yeah, so they're not going to be able to compete in the Little League World Series because
they earned a spot.
Right.
But because we don't like that country, they
the Venezuelans have a team in the Little League World Series every year. They're 10 and 12-year-olds.
They're sending the worst.
Dad says if you go for unshelled peanuts... Uh-oh, hold on. What happened to my screen? If you go for unshelled peanuts, you get an extra couple of years to finish your meal. Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. That really kind of riled me up a little bit. It's like,
I mean, they're just racist. They're just racist.
They're kids.
Well,
and now there's a whole thing about, I mean, are we actually going to have the Olympics here in LA this Summer Olympics?
Nobody wants to come here.
Is the World Cup going to come here?
World
Cup soccer thing?
I don't think they should.
Nobody wants to come. I would love it. I would love it if all of them boycotted and said, nope, we're not going. We're afraid. Why would you come if you were afraid? I mean, J.D. Vance came out and said, yeah, come and enjoy the games, but then get the hell out. You know what I mean? Get the hell out.
They won't let them compete.
You're supposed to feel good walking out of your hotel to see the game?
Right.
No, there's no way, dude.
With ice?
Mm-hmm.
With ice hanging out on the corner? Where are you from, boy?
Mm-hmm.
With their faces covered.
Right.
And
the world's in a tangle.
It's okay. November.
November. We're going to get that big hostile alien.
Big rock.
Whatever it is. It's going to come mess us all up.
We don't have to worry about it anymore.
Maybe it's just hostile to the hostility. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, folks, we've been prattling along now for an hour. It's time for our midway break. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. During this break, I have a bunch of promos to play for you. Do yourself a favor and check them out because there is a lot of fantastic programming on Radio St. Pete and on Sunshine. And there's music shows, there's talk shows, all kinds of stuff. A lot of great programming. And these are shows that start later this evening after our show and then continue through the weekend. So do yourself a favor. I know you probably have to pee or refresh your drink, but check them out because you're going to find something that you dig, I promise. We're going to take this break and we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Sunshine 96.7 FM. WLMX LP St. Petersburg. Radio St. Pete.
One and all, let us imbibe with the Marco Radio Show Happy Hour. This is Ed Rowe from the Boho Sideshow.
Okay, well, Get a Girl with Faraway Eyes. That's the Rolling Stones. And the reason I played it, a couple reasons. First of all, like we mentioned earlier in the show, that last Saturday was Mick Jagger's 82nd birthday. And also, it's one of my favorite Stones tunes, and I know that it's also a favorite of my buddy Paul. So I hope he dug that. We're back. 727-804-5891. During the break, we were talking prior to the break about what would your last meal be. And then I got what Jamie's would be. She's the one that spurred that whole question. She says, my meal is a brown sugar espresso from Starbucks, Chili's cheese sticks, dill pickle pizza from Madison's in Dunedin, and lobster tails pastry from Case Del Paine on St. Pete Beach.
Okay.
And I just got something from Paul Hunley. Loved it.
Loved it.
Well, that was for you, buddy. That was from you, buddy. For you. Anyway, good. I'm glad he liked it. We're back. This is the start of our second hour of the show. And what's crazy is that after you know, all the promos and all that stuff, we're already, you know, basically 15 minutes in to the second hour of the show. So this is where the show gets hot and heavy, baby.
Hot and heavy.
Hot and
buckle
heavy.
Up.
Yeah, buckle up. Sit down. Strap in.
Who are we? It's, just in case no one knows.
Right. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. And here in studio, we got my blushing bride, Stephanie. We got our boy, Ty Ginn, who we found out earlier has a summer long or summer low balls. And then, of course, me, little old Marco. And that is us. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
At what age do we stop finding out about him?
Ty?
I guess never. Your children.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe you won't show me. I'm your dad. And if you won't show me, show mom.
I don't want you to feel self-conscious.
Inadequate. Gee, look at the danglers. Look at the pendulous balls on top.
The cojones.
I love the word pendulous. That's so great.
Okay. That's a great description.
Pendulous, right.
Also ponderous.
Yeah.
That's also what happens to ladies' breasts as we age.
Yeah.
They become pendulous.
Right.
Wilting boobage.
Boobage. Yeah. Here's a random thought. Why don't we call senior women queenagers? Queenagers.
Okay.
I don't know. Look, man.
Did you write that one?
No, I didn't. I just
That's probably for the best.
Man. A lot of times I'm just trying to fill content. You know what I mean?
Seven pages.
That just took 30 seconds.
Don't take credit.
You got a day
and
job?
It's a good thing you said it on the show and not off the show because...
Where are all my queenagers out there?
Yeah. You would have found out.
I love this one, too. It says, how crazy is it that you can say, what did the idiot do today, and everybody knows who you're talking about?
Yeah.
That's a sad situation.
Are we great yet?
Yeah, right. This one's a little dicey. So a Swedish company has introduced an unusual workplace rule to help employees manage stress, agitation, and increase productivity. Staff members are given a 30-minute daily break specifically for masturbation.
Oh,
cool.
Feeling a little tense today? Well, take you 30 minutes. Go work it out, buddy.
What am I going to do with the other 29
Listen,
minutes?
I mean, they act like this is a new policy. I've been doing this for years, and it's probably why I'm the best employee over where I work, you know.
Real big on handshakes.
Right after.
Still warm.
Sticky.
You know what?
There Cross the line. Cross the line. It's always good when you ring the bell and he...
Pops, you can't say that.
Yeah, right.
Well,
anyway, you know, I mean, listen, man, these Europeans, they have all kinds of cool rules.
Look, man, they got it figured out.
Do, man. Can you imagine every day you got a 30-minute break just to rub one out?
A spank break.
Come on, man. Come
Do
on.
Do you have to give up lunch?
Where are you going?
Are they providing materials?
Oh no! There's ring the bell.
I'm imagining just an area.
What does this area look like?
There's like a common area where you might walk in
just
and there's
in the break room.
There's somebody handling themselves over, you know, on the couch, and you might just be like, okay,
man,
all right,
not
all
by
right.
the coffee machine.
Not again.
Move on, please. You're killing me. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna take the bell.
Yeah. Debbie Dan Gray just texted Boop Sweat.
Yeah. Boop Sweat. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who doesn't have that? Unfortunately, I wish I didn't.
It's a thing.
We got that apparatus. It's too strong for me, Ty. I can't use it. It hurt my elbow.
It hurt my arm. You see this bruise I got?
Right. And look at those man boobs.
Uh-huh. Thanks.
They're melting. Right. Yep.
I'm not going near that thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know who convinced you that you needed that death trap.
No, but I didn't. They have different levels, and we got the highest level.
I didn't right get off the bat. Highest level.
Get good, homie.
Tarpon Springs. We don't know anybody in Tarpon Springs.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Text me.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
What are you selling?
We
We're
don't
not
know
buying.
We don't know nobody in Tarpon Springs. We don't want no sponges. Yeah. Uh-oh. They said something. I didn't see it.
All right. He's looking.
Oh, your mom. How do you know when I'm always having dinner? So, yeah. I'm
sorry, Mom.
Yeah. She also said Paramount Plus is free on Amazon for Amazon customers. Easy to sign on. Sorry, this is late for the topic. That's okay.
No.
Anytime.
That's what the texting is for.
Yeah, and then it says, how do you always know when I'm having dinner? And yeah, I guess she wasn't happy with the, probably not happy with your
most of it.
Summer low balls. summer low.
Pendulous.
Pendulous.
Ponderous.
Ponderous. Ponderously pendulous. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Have you, Ty, have you ever mooned anybody?
Yeah.
Oh my
God. I mooned somebody today.
Oh no.
Nice.
Really?
I think mooning.
At 35, you're still mooning people.
Mooning used to be.
It still works.
Yeah, it's definitely. Mooning used to be a much bigger thing. And I can remember, I mean, I've got plenty of mooning under my belt. I mean, truly, I've put it out there before. I mean, in cars, mm-hmm. to other cars.
A drive-by.
In a school bus.
Mom,
you know what I mean?
Still eating? If you are, I'm so sorry. You might want to stop for a while.
This segment is called butt stuff.
Apparently.
You're right. I don't know. I think mooning, well, you said you did it today.
Yeah.
And that means that it's still an art. It's still an art form that people are still doing. And I think that's fantastic.
It has not lost its edge.
I have not seen anybody moon anybody in forever. So I kind of thought that mooning was like, nobody's really doing it anymore.
Well,
but,
I mean, look, you have to be good.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to be quick about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And, you know, some of the lost arts.
Well, let me ask you something, Ty. Let me ask you something. You're doing this mooning today in this heat.
Yeah.
What's that look like from behind?
Swampy.
With the summer lowballs. That's kind of creepy.
Well, be a little more concerned about the butt hair. Got the greasy comb over.
You're gross.
I am gross.
That's it. Joby just texted. You're out.
You're done.
Oh,
you're
we're done.
We're pulling the plug. We should have pulled the plug half hour ago.
10 years ago.
God damn it.
Who the hell do they think they are? They can't talk about just any old damn thing.
Well,
yeah. Have you seen those damn it dolls?
No.
Okay, so a damn it doll is basically like a voodoo doll. And the ones that are coming out now look like Trump, right?
Oh! Can we get one?
I want to get one. The only place I've seen them is on TikTok. And they're only about, you know, like this big.
That's not big enough.
But it's like I see videos of people with their damn it doll of Trump, and it's got pins all in it, like all around his ankles, and that's what caused his cankles and mm-hmm. stuff like that. And then I've seen people just grab it by the ankle and just slam his head on the table.
You know.
Yeah.
Good healthy stuff.
Yeah. Damn Those it. Should be distributed for free, kind of like the COVID shots. Yep.
The black van just pulled up.
Yeah. Damn it, dolls. Look, go online and look up damn it dolls.
Anti-party paraphernalia.
Yeah, right. They look pretty cool. Hold on a second.
Draws like a pencil.
Draws like a pencil.
Oh, stop. Right.
Uh-huh. Let's see. When do you suppose the very first ever text message was sent, and what do you think it said?
I mean, probably said what they all say.
Hey. Man?
No, it said...
What'd you say?
What's up, man?
It said...
Sup?
It said, Merry Christmas, and it was back in 1992. Just random. That's just a random thought.
Well...
Something I saw.
Talking about random...
Right.
Today,
yeah.
August 1st,
mm-hmm.
MTV
mm.
launched.
Mm. I wish I had seen that. I would have talked about it. MTV changed my world as a young lad. I'm telling you, it was something else. I mean, it came out in like 1981. I graduated high school in 1982. You know, I'm not late for anything. But when MTV came out, I lost a job because I had to see the next video because I was late. Yep.
44 years ago today.
That's when MTV was actually something.
Oh, my God.
When they played nothing but video. If you think about what MTV did to so many of our musical heroes, a lot of our musical heroes they're heading out to pasture. And then MTV came along, and they started making videos, and now all of a sudden they're filling stadiums again. It was crazy.
And it also launched multiple careers.
Oh, unbelievable, yeah.
I mean,
so many, so many artists that I had never seen before, but what I was always impressed with are the ones that I had known, but the only way you're ever going to hear them is if you have... collected their albums.
Right.
You know, but now all of a sudden, you're not only able to hear them, but you're able to see them. You know? So
dramatic interpretation.
MTV was the bomb.
Live concert.
Mm.
MTV was on to something
yep.
that the political system didn't like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree. I absolutely agree. What's your favorite cookie?
A free one.
Oh, no. Yeah. But if you're going to the store, are you going for like a gourmet cookie? Or are you going for a packaged cookie, you know, like an Oreo or a Chips Ahoy or something like that? What's your favorite? What's your go-to cookie?
One time I had a peanut butter macadamia nut cookie.
Oh.
And I've been chasing the dragon ever since.
Oh, my God, dude.
Because I've not been able to find it again.
What do they call those? Sandies? They call them Sandies, I think. They're phenomenal. So
was it soft or hard?
It was soft.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was big, too.
Yeah.
Thick.
I think they're called like a pecan Sandy. They are phenomenal. They're so great. So when I was growing up, you guys all met Sean and Carol.
Mm-hmm.
Carol made two of the best cookies ever. She made the pecan Sandies, but she also made the world's best Snickerdoodles.
Oh,
good Lord. Good Lord, were they good. Unbelievable.
I'm not a fan of a hard cookie.
No, that's what's the point?
Well, yeah. Listen, I'm too lactose intolerant now to do any dunking. I'm not going to go out of my way to buy milk to dunk cookies.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Golden Oreos, double stuff. Now, that's from Debbie Dan Gray. And let me tell you something, sister. If you're talking about the golden Oreos that have a lemon flavor, yes. Yes,
yeah,
ma'am.
That's pretty great.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. But I know what she's talking about, those golden Oreos. They're the bomb, too. Oreos are so fantastic. Oreos are probably the best dunkable cookie.
I agree.
Especially if you become a master at it. You've got to know right when to pull it out.
Mm-hmm.
You wait too long, it's a mess.
It just breaks
it,
off.
You got to do it. What I was doing as a kid, doubling them up, two at a time. Mm-hmm. Then you got a whole mouthful of Oreo mush. It was like, oh my God.
You gotta stick a fork in it and you just dunk it completely.
I've seen that in a video. I was listening to this guy the other day and he said that the Oreo was his favorite. And what he likes to do, and I never really thought about this, but you know, if you like dunking Oreos in milk, he said what he does is he breaks up the Oreos, puts them in a bowl, and then pours milk on them.
Mm-hmm. Diabetes.
And then right? Eats them like cereal. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, no.
Diabetes.
Yeah, right. That's like death in a bowl.
Yeah, but good God. Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm. I'll do that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I'm soft batch.
What'd you say about David Dan Gray, Big Mooner?
Oh, well, she may have been back in the day. It was the 70s.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
They invented mooning and streaking.
Yeah.
You know.
The first time I ever saw anybody moon anybody was as a kid watching the movie American Graffiti. And I was like, that's cool.
I'm going to do that.
I can do that. Mm-hmm. That's right up my alley. I will show you my butt.
That sends a message.
Yeah, right.
There it is.
There it is. Enjoy it.
This is what I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, already at the next break.
Know.
All right, folks. We're going to take this fourth and final break of the evening. This leads us into our fourth segment of the show. When we come back, this fourth segment goes really quick. So really sit down, pay attention. Because you're not going to want to miss a thing. This is a little ditty called Summertime Blues. All right, everybody. That's Eddie Cochran with Summertime Blues. And these days here, especially, well, I guess everywhere, it's summertime. But here in here in the FLA, it's been sweltering just about every day. And I think we all probably have a little Summertime Blues. Yeah. Anyway, before the break, I said that this is our fourth and final segment of the show, and it goes quick. It goes a lot faster than you think. I can't believe we're already here.
I know.
At this point, the show has flown by.
Flown by.
Yeah. I mean, truly, when I think about when I'm getting my notes together today, I was seriously thinking about calling Joe and saying, I can't do it. I mean, I felt so bad earlier. And I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it. But I bounced.
You did.
I bounced, and here we are. I feel great now.
Almost to the finish line.
That's it. Almost to the finish line. Anyway, folks, 727-804-5891 is the number to call. It's not too late. Like I say, this is the fourth and final segment, but we still have, like, I don't know, 27 minutes left, whatever it is.
Oh, we've got a lot of prattling to
play
do.
Play along. Slow. Right. Here in the studio, we got my blushing bride, Steph. We got our boy, Tag In, and of course, me, Marco. And that is who we are. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m., right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. Oh, my God, dude. I saw this video on TikTok the other day. And it was just a montage of videos
mm-hmm.
where people were being attacked by squirrels. Oh, my God. I was crying.
I'm
absolutely
sure
crying, laughing so hard.
Would you say it was nuts?
It was nuts. Man, you get a squirrel run up your leg and then run up all over your back and stuff, and you're trying to rip your shirt. Oh, my God. So funny. I was dying. Was absolutely dying. truly one of the funniest videos I've seen in a long time. I mean, these squirrels were just like, I mean, I've never seen a squirrel like go after anybody. These squirrels
can be aggressive.
Yeah, these were pretty aggressive.
That's why you don't feed them.
Mm-hmm.
This dude was trying to feed the squirrel, and he had like a bunch of nuts in his hand, and he holds his hands out, and the squirrel comes up and just bites the tip of his finger. He's like, damn it.
Did they have shells on them?
I don't know. I don't...
Was he handing them, I have to work for this?
Yeah. I don't know. It was funny. what do you know about this whole Sidney Sweeney, American Eagle jeans?
Oh, it's sort racist. Of thing. They're all racist.
Yeah, I've seen ridiculous. I've seen the videos, and if you say that it's not leaning toward racism, you don't get it at all.
At best, it's very weird.
Yeah,
I have not seen.
Yeah. Well, do you know who Sydney Sweeney is?
I do.
She's like the new hot. She's like the new it girl now in Hollywood.
She's all right. She talks weird.
Right, and she talks weird in the commercial too. But it's all about my parents passed me down great genes, gave me this blonde hair and these blue eyes and these huge jugs and. She didn't really say that. I made that part up.
But, not like you can't see them.
Right.
It's a jeans commercial where right, she's got no shirt on.
She's talking about jeans, mm-hmm. like, you know, but she's, it's like.
Genetic jeans yeah, so, versus
this one's for you, Donnie.
Yeah, in order to be the superior race, you have to have those good genes mm-hmm. where you, blonde hair, blue eyed, you know what I mean? So it's weird. A lot of people lost their minds about it. And
as they should.
I would like to see said video.
Yeah, you'll see it. I'll show it to you this weekend.
I mean, the capitalism is bad enough. They shouldn't cater to fascism as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I saw a video of her where she's all upset because that was never the intention. That wasn't what it was at all. Sometimes I guess I just don't read the copy. And
mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Whatever. How much money did they give you?
Whatever. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
What was the paycheck?
Yeah, right.
Nazi.
Yeah. Yeah. So then, of course, all the MAGA morons are posting videos of, I went to American Eagle, and they're sold out of all their jeans. Thank you, Sydney Sweeney. You know.
Mm. Whatever. She did not see that coming.
No, she didn't. Ty,
needs better management.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any desire to see the new Happy Gilmore movie?
I mean, it's on Netflix. I can just watch it at home.
I like it. Yeah, I'm not going to go to the theater to see it, but I mean, I like Adam Sandler, but it's like the first one wasn't great.
I mean, I like the first one, but
it was
not
good,
like,
but this
it's
one.
It's watchable.
This one. So, what I've heard about this one is that they have loaded it with cameos. To the point where it's like 50 cameos of people in the movie.
Does he hit them all?
What?
Does he hit them all? Like he hit Bob Barker.
Oh, right. No. No. But I've heard people say that it was the movie was terrible, but I'm glad I saw it because I'm a fan of Adam Sandler. That's
what
I've
heard. You know, that's kind of how those movies are.
Adam Sandler movies.
Yeah.
You know, they're fun to watch. They're mm-hmm. easy to watch. They don't agitate you. They entertain you.
Yeah. Now, one of the
isn't
movies...
Isn't that what a movie is supposed to do?
The movie that's coming out that I really want to see is the new Spinal Tap movie. And, I'm starting to see some clips from that. And it looks really good. It looks... I mean, they're a lot older.
It's been a bit.
Yeah.
A minute.
Yeah, but I think it holds up. I think it'll hold up. It comes out, the new Spinal Tap movie comes out in September. So I'm kind of looking forward to that.
And the first one is great.
Yo, the first one is
the first
awesome.
One is epic. It's epic. It's one of the best. We did the cookie. What else do I have?
Oh my God.
It was like 7 pages. We've got so much to talk about.
This one was a doodle.
Shut up. Damn it. Debbie Dan Gray says Happy Gilmore was good. Great golfers in the movie. So in this new one, they put a bunch of the new young golfers in it.
Did they put Happy Gilmore in it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
They didn't put Bob Barker in it.
Well,
unless he's CGI.
Right.
Oh, I'm just saying.
He's been going for a while now. Let's see. What else do I have here? if you knew you had 24 hours to live. Okay.
I'm going to be a menace.
You're not sick in bed. But somebody has told you, this is it. You got 24 hours.
Welcome to the purge.
What would you do?
I can't say that on the radio.
Wow.
You will know.
Yeah.
You will be aware.
If I am given that, you will remember me.
The nice. World will remember.
The world will remember.
They're going to talk about this for a while.
Forever. Right. How about this one? So you're going to get $50,000, but you have to be chased by an animal, basically like hunted by an animal.
Nope. You get to pick?
For 24 hours. You get to pick. What animal would you pick?
A sloth, dude.
I'm thinking slug. Slug. Turtle. Or snail.
Sign the check.
Yeah. Ain't that right? I picked snail, and then I was like, are snails animals? And I looked it up. I Googled it. Sure enough, man, they are. So show me the money. Show me the money.
Joke's on you, bozo.
I'm not going to pick tiger. You know, orangutan. Yeah. I don't want nothing ripping me apart.
Rhinoceros.
You know? Yeah, right?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Most
I'm stupid?
Deadly.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I could survive a snail.
Oh, here's something. Mm-hmm. If there's anybody out there locally here, if anybody knows a really good gay hairdresser, I need a haircut bad.
You need to reach out to Chris Gorman.
Is he gay? I'm at the point where I'm only going gay.
Well,
I'm going gay.
I've always thought that about you.
He has been a lot of signs. Gay radio show.
Oh,
he is our
right.
competition.
Right.
Creative Loving.
See, I know him, Christopher Charles. You said Gorman.
Okay.
Christopher Charles, right.
Yeah.
Reach
out to Chris.
That's a good idea. That's really good.
He'll get you dead.
Crossover episode.
Before the Marine Corps and after the Marine Corps, when I had longer hair, I had Jerry and Mark, probably two of the gayest men I've ever met in my life.
I went there.
But they could cut hair, brother.
They did my hair, and I believe it was either Halloween the Halloween celebration in Richmond.
They're all dressed up as Disney characters.
Minnie Mouse.
Yeah.
And
it's Halloween, man. You're supposed to have fun.
True.
And Jerry was a big man, and he's out in front dressed as Minnie Mouse.
This was not a Kmart costume. This was full fledged.
Yep.
He could have been walking Disney.
Yeah.
With his $200 shoes. Mm.
They're living the dream.
Awesome. You need to reach out to Chris.
That's a good idea. I think
to get your hair did.
Mm-hmm.
And you can either Creative Loafing, Best of the Bay. It's hard when you're in competition with friends.
Tell everybody how we need to vote.
Creative Loafing, Best of the Bay. Mm-hmm. We are nominated for Best Podcast.
Right.
Best radio show for us, Sunshine 96.7 FM, is nominated for Best Radio Station. But our friend Chris with the Big Gay Radio Show is also nominated
right.
for Best Radio Show.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Creative Loafing, Best of the Bay.
Vote. It's free.
Yeah.
It's free.
You can vote once a day.
It costs you nothing.
Once a day, every day.
Yeah.
Vote for us. Vote for what you love.
Yeah.
Best grilled cheese sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it covers everything.
Yep.
Please vote.
One of the things, speaking of somebody that you probably vote for, is our friend. I'm voting every day, all three. Thank you, Debbie Dan Gray.
Thank
you. Player.
Yep. One of the things that we haven't talked about yet in this this show is, I was going to bring it up earlier, is I want to talk about our friend Damon Fowler.
Oh
my God. So if you listen to our show, Damon Fowler is the one at the beginning of the show that says, here, I'll play it right now.
Hey, I'm Damon Fowler, and nothing gives me the blues more than listening to the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Yep, that's it. So what's cool about that, when I asked him to cut that promo, we were over at Saltwater Hippie seeing him. And this was sort of like COVID days.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so...
Right before COVID.
Yeah, got shut completely down. So there were...
Right before. Yeah,
and he was just doing solo stuff. You know, him and a guitar and a tambourine, you know, glued to his foot or whatever it was.
Yeah.
But Damon, I've always enjoyed Damon Fowler.
Love and, Damon.
He went out to his van to partake.
Take a break.
Yeah. And I followed him out, and I said, hey, man. By this point, he had recognized us, knowing that we go to the shows and stuff like that. And he may have actually had called into the show one time prior to this.
But now, we've interacted.
So anyway, I said, would you mind cutting this little promo for me, you know, so I can play it on my show? And he said, no problem. As he blows out this huge cloud of smoke, right?
Magic.
Right. And I'm like, okay, I'm trying to figure it out on my phone to so he can, you know, do it. And he goes, he's like, okay, let me just do it on my phone and I'll send it to you. You know what I mean? So he did, and he cut that promo, and he did send it to me within like a couple of minutes.
Immediately.
I mean, almost immediately. But yeah, so we've had that on our show forever now.
Forever.
But anyway, one of the things I wanted to say about Damon is that this is a kid who has been a local artist, musical artist for years here in this area. And now he's really starting to blow up. I mean, he was starting to blow up because he was going to Switzerland and stuff like that. But just recently, he was in Seattle opening up for Tab Benoit.
He's on tour with Tab Benoit.
Right.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And so I'm so proud of him in the way that his career has gone, because I know he's got like four or five kids.
Three.
Yeah, he's got three kids.
But we've seen them all.
Yeah.
You know, when we first met him, he didn't have any.
Right. Yeah.
No, Damon Fowler is absolutely one of my favorite musicians.
If we're going to go out to see live local music, that's number one.
We're going
one.
There.
Yeah. Damon has always been great, always been really good. I mean, those times like the Christmas shows when it's him and Selwyn over at the Palladium or wherever it was, fantastic shows.
Yes.
You know.
Damon Fowler and friends at Christmas.
Damon Fowler at the Hippie. Debbie Dan Gray. She knows.
She knows.
She knows.
She's
about you know.
Yep. If you know, you know. Yep.
And I hope Damon still remembers me. It's been a while since we've seen him.
Well, you're the same height, so.
And
people of your height remember each other.
He's a great hugger. He really is a great hugger.
He's not better than Tom. Come on, let's not get crazy.
Well, I mean,
isn't Thomas nominated? Best hugger?
Best hugger?
Best hugger.
Best hugger in Tampa Bay. He should be. He absolutely should be.
Well, there should be heights, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because Thomas can hug Dad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He sure can.
Spot on. And
yeah.
Damon can hug me spot on. Mm-hmm. So
I like that Thomas has... put a wrinkle in. He's not only is it the best hug now, but now there's he's getting a little handsy.
Oh.
Little, how are you doing?
A little exploring.
Throwing a little something in there. Oh, that was different.
No, Thomas is a great hugger. Love you, Thomas. Love you, Jamie. Love you, Debbie.
Yeah. So the new guy that works with me, his name is Thomas. And somebody was asking me the other day, how's he doing? And I said, he's doing really good. He knows a lot of stuff. He doesn't hesitate to work. You know, and the work that he does is really good. I said, he's handsy. And and it took him a minute, and then they looked at me and said, what'd you just say? I said, he's handsy.
He knows what he wants.
Yeah, right.
Very direct.
Yeah. Is he a good hugger?
I think I told him today, don't you try to hug me. Yeah, I already got a Thomas hugger. Don't you try to hug me.
There are lines.
Yeah. Where are we?
We got a kid at work just recently, and we all call him Soft Hands.
Oh, my God. There's a couple.
He doesn't do anything.
There's a couple. Right.
I thought you were talking about, like, the fish hands. No.
Oh, my God. There's this dude.
This kid is useless.
there's a couple of the older guys at work that you know, have lived there. They're residents, and I've shaken their hands, and every time it's been like, ugh, like a warm bag of mayonnaise or something.
Warm
it's
bag
like,
of
what
mayonnaise.
Is this? Have you ever done anything in your life? Yeah. There's a place in Switzerland or Sweden where you can get a job, and they give you a half hour break every day. You can work on that grip. Work on that grip.
Supply your own lotion.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I guess we're down to it. So I'm going to do these quotes.
Okay.
How about that? The first one says, "Welcome to Florida. It's not the heat; it's the stupidity."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sorry.
This one says, "Steph says I can be an idiot sometimes. Pretty cool of her to give me permission like that."
Okay. Oh, like the, I'm the sharpest knife in the drawer.
You're going to like this one, Ty. When you're feeling powerless, just remember a single one of your turds can shut down an entire water park.
Godlike.
Oh, yeah, that's bad. Do not put that out.
It's too late. This one says, as much as Pooh missed Piglet, he really did enjoy that pulled pork sandwich.
Oh, no. Okay. Yeah, that's
too much.
You don't ever mess with Pooh.
No, you don't. This one's good, too. New fragrance for introverts. Leave me the fa cologne.
You be careful.
This one says, if they wanted the truth, they'd be talking to Epstein's victims, not his accomplice.
Yes.
Exactly. Mm.
Release the files.
And this last one says, I'd unplug his life support to charge my phone. Yep.
Soon, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Went there.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so we are right down to it, folks. And once again, I'm telling you, I'm being perfectly honest. I was not sure that we were going to be able to do this show because I felt like garbage most of the day. And if I work through it, I feel good. I feel great right now.
Oh, great. And then I get to deal with them all weekend.
No. I'm good. I'm good to go now. I don't know if I was like dehydrated or what, but man, I felt like garbage all day.
I don't think
day.
I've ever seen you drink water.
Oh, yeah. I drink water sometimes.
Mm-hmm. He says he does. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Are you ashamed of it?
No.
You don't want anybody to
see? He's afraid of the water because he's seen too many stories and documentaries.
That's not true.
That they recycle the water from the sewage.
Yeah, that's part of it.
See? Mm-hmm. See? And he's like, what's in this water?
Right. Steph, do you have anything you want to add here at the end of the show?
It's hot.
It is hot. It's August 1st.
Have folks a great weekend.
Yeah, be safe. Stay cool.
Be safe. Stay cool. Mm-hmm. Have fun. Live your life.
Yeah. What about you, kid?
Vote.
Vote. Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
With a side of 86-47.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Mm-hmm. Right. I like that.
Where are the files?
Oh, Debbie Dan Gray is getting aggressive. She said, take a shower and deal, Marco.
Anytime you have an opportunity to vote and express your opinion,
yeah,
whether it's creative loafing or at the federal polls,
do it.
Always vote.
It's your
exercise
right.
Exercise your right to vote.
Let's see. I will say, Semper Fi Devil Dogs, I miss you, Mom. Duchess, it's about that time. I want to thank everybody that played along this evening. We had a plethora of people. I'm going to have to go back through my phone because I tell you honestly, I can't really remember who all did. I know Debbie Dan Gray. I know Jamie, my dad, Paul Hundley.
My mom.
Your mom. Right.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you to everybody that plays along. It really does mean a lot to us. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m., right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. I love talking with you guys every Friday, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week. We're out. Here's a little Mildred for you, and then we'll play a little In Spite of Ourselves by Paul and Jenny Hundley. See you next week.
That's all, folks.